Hello, I'm Jane Wells from AbundantTherapistReferrals.com. Welcome to my Fill Your Practice with Lovely Recommendations and Referrals. This is the full audio version of the system for you to listen to separately or to use alongside the workbook. There will be a small pause between each section to allow you to complete your workbook or write notes for yourself. So let's start with the introduction. I want you to run a full practice with high-paying clients and not spend any money on expensive advertising, just as I have over the past few years. If you think about it, who do you ask when you're looking for a new plumber or hairdresser or decorator? Well, normally your friends or family. There is something quite special when you get a recommendation from someone you know. Straight away, you have more trust in the person that they are recommending. You're even more likely to give that person a call if they give them a glowing recommendation. I have used this model successfully in my business for the past few years and would really like you to copy it so you too can have a practice full of lovely clients. Now, it's important to me, so I've made it my mission to do such a good job that it's easy for people to recommend me. Don't underestimate excellent customer service. People want to feel special, and it's important for them to know that they're being treated as an individual. So, be the reason someone smiles today. This is easy for us to do in our professions because clients come to see us for one-to-one treatments. We spend time building a relationship with these clients, and in doing so, we build up a rapport over our period of time together. These clients are more than happy to tell their friends that they've had an amazing experience. Some marketing strategies do not work in our field of practice, as they're too pushy or salesy. This can be used to our advantage, however, if you choose the marketing strategies that do work in our line of work. We need to use techniques that are gentle and kind and caring. Being a therapist is a very unique profession, and our marketing has to portray this. First of all, before you do anything, check that you have a section on your client's treatment card that says referral source. It is imperative that you find out where your clients are coming from and what is working for you. Once you know this information, you just do more of the same to build your practice and your referral system. It is that easy. The fact is that this whole technique has filled my practice for the last 10 years without spending money on expensive advertising or marketing. I will explain the steps I use in my everyday practice so you too can copy them for yourself. So let's go on to the next section. This is all about first impressions. First impressions are extremely important. Actually, I'll even go out on a limb to say, first impressions are essential for a thriving business. You only have 20 seconds to make an impact. Subconsciously, people have already made up their minds about what they'll be expecting before you've even started treating them. This is a good time to take a look around your clinic. Put yourself in the shoes of your client from the moment they're driving into your drive or parking outside your premises, and see what they can see. Imagine your client coming to your premises for the first time. Take a look around at the parking area and ask yourself, is it neat? Are there any bins sitting untidily? How easy is the parking? How easy is the access to you and to your clinic? You may, of course, be working from home or from a small clinic, and you will have opened the door to them personally. Think about how you greet your client for the first time. Do you shake their hand, for example? Do you show them to a waiting area or straight into your clinic? Remember to smile. They're deciding if they like you or not. So I always offer my hand while smiling and introducing myself. Hello. I'm Jane Wells. You must be Mrs. Jones. Please come in and take a seat. That way they're feeling welcomed within seconds of initially meeting me. Once the client is inside, they'll be taking a good look around, taking everything in and quietly forming an opinion. If you have a waiting room, have a think about that area. Do you have recent magazines available for them to read? Are your magazines reflecting the image you want to portray? Do you offer drinks? If so, is the area clean? Have a good look around at everything that you can see. Sit on the seat. What are you looking at? Is the cushion on the chair pumped up? Is the floor clean? Is there enough warmth in the winter or air conditioning in the summer? Does it smell nice? Every single one of these clues is being used to make a first impression. At this stage, they may not have even met you. The first contact might be with the receptionist, so make sure they are friendly and helpful. As soon as you introduce yourself, it is your turn to make a good impression. So have a think about before they enter the room. Make sure it's set up for them and all evidence of the previous client has been removed. Take special care of the seat they'll sit on, the lighting in the room, the perfect temperature, setting up the couch correctly, having the equipment to hand for their treatment, being completely prepared so that you can concentrate solely on them, having your notes ready to fill in with a pen to hand, having the correct choice of music for their treatment. Think about how you're going to give them some privacy to prepare themselves for their therapy session. Giving them the best treatment that they've ever had. And remember, be your best. It's your time to show them what an amazing therapist you are. Believe me, this is so important to get right. If you have everything super organized and ready, it'll be a fully relaxing experience for them. They'll be completely engaged and will just enjoy it. You want them to enjoy looking forward to the results of the treatment, even if the technique is uncomfortable. Some stretches cause discomfort, for example, but the end result is they'll feel better after the therapy session. You want everything in place so it runs so smoothly that they don't actually know how much effort you've put in for it to be so faultless. It's like the beautiful swan, looking so graceful on the surface, but busy paddling along under the water. Checking out all the details seriously pays off in the long run. It's really important to think about keeping it simple, but with real quality every time. It's much better to buy the best towels that you can afford, for example, rather than save money here. The number of clients who have commented on the thickness of my towels is staggering. The client has such a smooth treatment that they will leave feeling nurtured and ready to rebook. This is how you want them to feel when they leave you, and you will have a client for life. There is a famous quote by Maya Angelou. "I have learnt that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Here is an example of a local business to learn from. Recently, a new cafe opened locally to me. It is a family-run cafe with only a small number of tables, but it is fabulous. I was trying to think why and how it stands out, and I think it's because it's just so tastefully done, but quite simple in its appearance. There are a few beautiful pictures on the wall, but not too many. There are a few larger decorations dotted around to add to the ambiance. They only offer four choices for lunch and a number of cakes and yummy treats. All the food is made on the premises and they have different cakes every time. They support local businesses, so of course my business cards are in there. They have listened to the market and so they offer a choice of two gluten-free cakes and a green super healthy smoothie. These are different through the week, but they only have one choice on the day. They had limited opening hours as they have young children, so they've built a business around their lifestyle. The food is expensive, but beautifully presented and tastes fabulous, so that the customers are happy to pay the prices. In summary, they have complete niche market. It is full of young mums having a coffee and a natter after school drop-off, businessmen having a quick lunch meeting, and retired folk coming in for afternoon tea. They offer quality food, exceptional customer service, and a very inviting atmosphere. Think about how you can do the same in your business. We've covered a lot in this section. This is very important to get right. Have a look at your workbook and work through each section one by one. You will see that there is a space after each question so you can make it relevant to your clinic and really personalize the workbook so that it is relevant to you and finding the clients which are perfect for you and your business. So we'll have a short pause here before we move on to the next section to give you time to jot some of those things down. So the next section is all about asking for referrals. Once your client thinks you're the best therapist on earth, you can ask for referrals. Now, some people find this difficult to do and they feel uncomfortable asking for referrals. However, if you make it easier, then people are happy to help. I have a poster on my wall which you are welcome to copy. It says, "If you're happy with your treatment, then please tell your friends. But if you're not, then please tell me. Thank you." In the workbook, there is a section there for you to write your own poster for your wall or text. Think what works best in your clinic and the type of wording that you would work for you and your clientele. Have a break now and see if you can come up with some great ideas. Now, give clients permission to recommend you. Clients have often said that they didn't know they were allowed to refer me to others. And I thought, because of confidentiality, I wasn't allowed to tell people that I've been seeing you. Actually, this is incorrect. Practitioners cannot tell people who they're treating, but the client can tell whoever they like. The patient is often extremely grateful after completing the treatment. They have often returned to the hobby they love and are free from pain. This is a perfect time to say, "Let me know if I can help you again in the future, and please feel free to tell your friends about me." It is done in such a friendly and casual manner that they will often say, "Oh yes, I'd be happy to." You are actually giving them permission to recommend you without being pushy. You have to ensure that as the client has such an amazing experience with you, they cannot wait to tell their friends. This, of course, can be used to our advantage because it's very easy for us to excel at what we do. We often have extremely high standards and work ethics. The next section is about giving out extra business cards. It's a really good idea to have readily available business cards so my clients can pick them up easily. I have them in my waiting room and in my clinic. Offer them an extra one for their friends. I have these cards in a really beautiful wooden holder on my desk right next to where the client sits. I like to support other local trades and I have a selection of different business cards and advertising from local businesses, although I do make sure that my business card is at the front and most prominent. The patient is sometimes waiting for a few minutes before their appointment time as they often arrive early. This is the perfect time for them to see some of the local businesses that I support. You can also have an agreement with some other smaller clinics in the form of a joint venture sharing information and details, which I'll explain later. When I run workshops, I always ask the therapist to raise their hands if they have a business card. The majority of therapists do. I then ask them to keep their hands up if they actually give them out. Would you believe it? Only a small minority still has a hand raised and actually uses them. It is such a shame to spend money and time getting your logo perfect and paying for the printing and then not give them out. Think about how to use your business card to represent your business and the image you would like to portray. It is worth spending a little more money on it. Always have thicker quality card than cheaper thin ones. This tells the client that you have really high standards and that you're in very good hands. Make the cards attractive with all the relevant information on it so contacting you is simple. On my business card I have my name, qualifications, logo, telephone number, email and website address. I have my clinic address, but you may choose not to do that, as once your client has contacted you, you can give them your address then. I also use mine to write my client's next appointment on it, so they always have it to hand in their wallet or purse. You can have these printed for a very reasonable price at a local printer. Now remember, always think quality when you're thinking about your business card. Think about the image you want to portray about you and your business. I will teach you more about the perfect business card in my How to Be an Abundant Therapist workshop. If you've put your cards in local businesses, make sure you check regularly and top them up when needed. Now, just before we go on to the next section, go back to your workbooks and have a look at the business card section. There's plenty of space there for you to jot down what you want on your business card to make it work for you. Remember your name, your qualifications, and go through step by step what you need to portray you and your business. So I'll give you a couple of seconds just for you to have a break here and fill in the workbook. Right, the next section is all about your leaflets. Make your leaflets easy to pick up. In your leaflet, you can give lots of interesting details about your business. Make it look good and spend some time on it. Think about what you want to say. Many therapists who put their leaflets together quickly leave out crucial details like prices or telephone numbers, for example. Oops, make sure that doesn't happen to you. Even though it's important to spend time getting right, it is also important not to get perfection paralysis and waste time getting it perfect. It is better to have something which you can change at a later date than nothing at all. Details to include which replicate your business card: your name, your qualifications, your address, your telephone number or mobile number, your email address, and a map if you'd like to include this. Then you need details of your services and prices, the types of treatment that you offer, explanations of your treatments, treatments that you specialise in, what makes you different from other therapists, your fees, methods of payment, your cancellation policy, what to expect during or from their treatment, and any other details that you think are important. You might wonder why having a professional leaflet is relevant to a good referral system. The thing is, if you haven't met someone yet, but a friend recommends you, then this leaflet is the only thing they can give their friend to promote you. This is your opportunity to sell yourself, even though if you are yet to meet them. It gives a potential client the chance to find out a bit about you and decide if they want to spend time with you, and money, of course. They will have all your details to hand so that when they call you, they've already started to make up their mind about you as a professional. So now go back to the workbook or grab yourself a notebook if you haven't got the workbook and work through that section. Really spend time on thinking about what you want in the leaflet. What makes you different? What makes you stand out? Have a really good think about you and your personality and what you really want to show in your leaflets. This is your way of selling yourself. Think about all the things that you do that make you stand out from the crowd. I'll leave you a couple of seconds to do this. Now take a look at the workbook and go through this section question by question. Have a really good think about what you want to put in your leaflet. What's special about you? What makes you stand out from the crowd? Really have a think about your personality and the type of therapist that you are and the type of clients that you want to attract. It's worth spending some time on this. So we'll have a short pause before the next section to give you time to do that. I'm often asked about websites. Do you need a website? Today, everybody uses the internet to research and buy products. Does that mean that you need a website to have a successful therapy business if you're just starting out or working from home? Well, in my opinion, you don't need a website until your practice is much bigger. I chose not to have a physiotherapy clinic website first, as I felt that I didn't need it. My clinic is always full just using my referral system, which of course means saving hours of time and lots of money whilst building my practice. So if you're a solo practitioner working from home or renting a room, then I don't think you need a website to start with. However, if you have your own clinic, then this would be an essential way to market your business, and clients now expect an online presence. This can be a fabulous way for recommendations, as clients can look at your website for more details. You will have space to promote your clinic, your team, and your treatments. You'll be able to offer promotions and maybe even the facility for your clients to book online. This is a vast subject and not one I'll be going into in much detail in this report. Be careful though, how much time and money you spend on a website. Make sure it's worth it. We'll then go to the next section. Get yourself known locally. Whether you're an established practice or just starting out, it's very important to get yourself known locally. It is essential for you to have a good local presence so that people can refer to you. If people don't know about you, how can they tell their friends? It is worth thinking about and working on building your business. I'll break this down into startups and then established businesses. These tips will work for all types of businesses, but some may be more relevant than others, so just choose the ones that are significant to you. So let's start with solo practitioners and startups. When you're starting a therapy business or work on your own, whether you're a physiotherapist, homeopath, osteopath, massage therapist, or other health professional, you will need to build a perfect client base. This will enable you to build the exact business you have in mind. You'll be able to choose the clients that you work with, and that makes for a very happy working environment. This might sound strange when you haven't got any or many clients, but trust me, if you build your reputation from the start, then your practice will build up with like-minded individuals very quickly. When you first start, it's very difficult to think where your first clients will come from. Have a look around and think about how you spend your time and your social life. Are you a parent of a baby or a toddler? Are you a parent and spend time at the school gates? Are you in the corporate world and are a therapist in the evenings or weekends? Are you very sporty and spend time at the gym or a sports club? Could these groups of people be your potential new clients? Now, I'm not suggesting that you spend all your time trying to sell your business to these people. In fact, quite the opposite. You already spend time with them, but do they have any idea that you are a therapist? They're much more likely to see you professionally if they already like and trust you. When I moved house 10 years ago, a therapist friend of mine told me, "The parents at the school gates will become your biggest advocate." I thought to myself, but if I'm meeting these people for the first time, I certainly don't want to talk business to them. However, little by little, as these people became friends and got to know me and my trade, they became really happy to recommend me, even if they hadn't been treated themselves. I often hear parents speaking in the playground at school pickup and hear them saying things like, "Oh, you've got a sore neck. You have to go and see my friend Jane. She's brilliant." Often this other person doesn't even know that I'm a physiotherapist, but my friend has already endorsed me without me saying anything. This really works. Give it a try. Now, some people might think that it won't work for them as their circumstances are different. Think about how you can share your talents through your local community. Trust me on this one, it really works. The important thing about marketing a therapy business is that you're not salesy or pushy. This technique does not work in our profession, so don't try it. We need to feel like we're just having a conversation with someone. You'll soon see if someone is interested or not. If they are, you can tell them a bit more about the work you do and the sort of people you treat. Therapists often tell me they're worried to say that they're therapists, as it puts people off. It seems strange that we can talk openly about various topics, but when it comes to promoting our business, we shy away from talking about it. This could be why you're not as busy as you'd like to be. This is what I say if I'm meeting someone new at a social event. "So, Jane, what do you do?" they ask. I reply, "I'm a physiotherapist and I run a busy clinic in a village called Bradfield. I specialise in sports injuries." Now, they're either interested and the conversation can continue, or we can leave it at that. So if you think about it, I've told them my profession, my location, my specialty, whilst also telling them that I'm successfully busy and I haven't pushed my business. I've had clients find me after meeting me years before, so don't underestimate people's memories, but they can only remember you're a therapist if you've told them. But what about established businesses and clinics? If you're already in business and you need to find more clinics, then there are also many free or inexpensive and helpful ways to do this. These will also work for solo practitioners and startups. Here are some ideas to build your profile locally. Offer taster sessions to local businesses. Have an informal drinks party for local practitioners. Offer a treatment as a prize at a local charity event. Run a stall at a local event advertising your clinic or charging for a taster session. Pamper evenings are often really successful. Sponsor someone in a charity event. Think about your target audience and how you can increase your presence. Think about how you can increase your profile so that when they have a problem, you're at the top of their list. Advertise in your local magazine so that people can find you easily. This is often inexpensive, so don't let it put you off. Offer to do a talk in a lunch break for your ideal clients. For example, stressed office workers that need advice on posture or nutrition. This depends, of course, on your niche, but think about ways that you can get in front of them. Offer a short introductory discount. I'm actually not keen on discounting, but it's a good way to build your profile locally. Just be careful not to devalue your services. The only discount I offer is to my friends. I call them mates rates. These people I know will recommend me freely. It's my way of saying thank you, but do make sure that they know you're giving them a concession. You want people to see you everywhere and hear your name regularly. Just think how this can help boost your business and your client numbers. I met a new client recently who came from a recommendation. I asked him who had recommended me, and he said, "Well, I was asking around and your name just kept cropping up." He also asked his friends on Facebook, although I don't advertise my physiotherapy clinic on Facebook, if they knew of a good physiotherapist, and my name came up 5 out of the 6 comments. Now that's pretty cool. What you want is to be at the forefront of people's thoughts as the go-to person. So have a little look through this section again. Have a think about how you can be the go-to person in your area. Work through your workbook or add to your notebook and work out how you can make this work for you. Just before we move on to the next session, I'll give you a short break to allow you to do this. So the next section is all about joint ventures with other practices. Doctor surgeries we'll start with now. If you haven't done so already, it's really good to get yourself known to the local doctor's practice. This is sometimes easier for physiotherapists, osteopaths, and chiropractors. Some doctors are very holistic in nature and are happy to refer to complementary therapists. This gives their patients a choice and can only enhance the patient's experience of their own care. Be warned though, some doctors are not as amenable and will only refer to other medics. Some doctors locally would rather prescribe medicine than try physiotherapies as an option for pain relief. If this is the case, you'll need to move on and find someone who does recognise you professionally. There are plenty out there who would love to build a working relationship with you, so don't be put off. Other therapists. Consider the possibility of working together somehow with your fellow professionals. This is the single easiest way to build your database. When I opened my physiotherapy clinic, there was a clinic 1 mile away from me in each direction. Numerous people asked, "What about the other clinics? You'll never make it a success. There are not enough people in this area." Boy, were they wrong. Completely disregard the other therapists as your competitors, as they could become your greatest allies. I decided to face the problem straight on and go and introduce myself to both of the clinics. I must say they weren't used to this sort of openness and didn't quite know how to take me at first. I explained that I was opening a physiotherapy and sports injury clinic similar to theirs 1 mile away, and that I wasn't doing it to become their competitor, but their collaborator. What I meant by this is that we're all good at something and we all have our individual strengths. By openly discussing these, you might find that some clinics, some clients would be better suited to one person than the other. That's when an open referral system can work really well in supporting each other. For example, I often acupuncture in my clinic, but a local physiotherapist doesn't. She refers her clients who benefit from it directly to me. I'm not at all possessive about my clients, and I always think, what do they need and am I the best person to help them? Now, having said that, I don't readily recommend that a client will go to see another practitioner if you can help them. After all, you are running a business. Be warned, you will lose the occasional client to another therapist, but the numbers work out in the end, as long as you choose a good clinician and you're happy to recommend them. Of course, it has to be a two-way street, so if you find that the arrangement becomes a bit one-sided, then stop referring to them. I'm often asked about how you pay each other, or do you pay commission? I never do that, because if you work from the ethic that you're helping each other, other than money, it does not need to change hands between you. Remember, it's called a joint venture, as you're both meant to benefit equally from your arrangement. So have a really good think about local clinics. How can you help another clinic? How can they help you? Where are they? What do they offer that is similar to you? What do they offer that you don't? How big is their practice? Think of any synergy between your businesses. How could you collaborate for mutual benefit? How can you advertise in their clinic? Can you swap leaflets and business cards? Make sure that you've had a treatment with them yourself so you can recommend them with full confidence. Be open and friendly about this and enjoy building your clinics together. So this is what I do in my clinic and who I recommend to complement my medical and holistic ethos. Physiotherapists who specialise in different fields to me. Osteopaths, podiatrists, massage therapists, homeopaths, reflexologists, Pilates teachers, yoga studio locally, complementary therapists, and personal trainers. Cross referrals work so well for me. We have such a fantastic referral system whilst running our own private businesses by working out what the client needs and who would serve them best. Now, you may think that the client will be put off by this strategy, but in fact, it's quite the opposite, with them being thankful that you're seeing them as an individual and not as a commodity. Now, this is a really, really big section, So I want you to go away and to have a little bit of time. Go through each of the questions individually and think about what other local businesses you can have some synergy with and maybe work together and build up some sort of joint venture. There's plenty of room in the workbook for you to jot down notes and think of local businesses. Make it really specific to you and what would work locally for you. And it's worth doing a little bit of investigating and see who actually has clinics similar to you that's local that maybe you don't even know about yet. Spend some time on this and we'll give you a short break. So welcome back. I hope you managed to get something written down in that section. We covered a lot there, but it's important to get that right for your business. So now we'll talk about sharing leaflets with other practices. Now this is where your business cards and leaflets come in. You have to have a good look at what you're writing on your leaflets. I gave you some tips earlier about what to include. Make sure that your contact details are clearly on the front. Don't make a client search your leaflets trying to find your phone number. Clients are fickle. If you don't make it easy for them, they'll go to someone who does. Arrange to meet up with a complimentary clinic to discuss arranging some sort of joint venture. Give them a call and make plans to meet for a coffee or pop in and see them at an arranged time. Take lots of leaflets and business cards with you and think about what you need to discuss. Now, some therapists will be on their guard and will be suspicious of your motives, as often they can be very protective of their databases, and rightly so. You need to be open. I would say things like, "Hello, I'm Jane Wells and I'm a local physiotherapist. I'm really interested in building up a local referral system, so I have some good local therapists that I can refer to. Would you be interested in meeting for a coffee and see how we can help each other in our businesses?" Or I would say, "I'd love to meet you for a coffee so I can find out more about your business. How does that sound?" Or, "I'm looking for ways to offer my physiotherapy clinics other local services that I don't offer. I'd like to talk to you to see if we could be one of those therapists. Shall we meet for a coffee and chat about it further?" Always end with, "Of course, if it works out, I'd be happy to advertise your clinic from my practice." I always mention that by giving the clients the choice and options, it means that when they come to see one of us, it's because they really want to. Keep it open and friendly, as you never know how successful this can turn out for you and your business. This open referral system works brilliantly for business and profits. So have a look through that section and think about how you can swap your leaflets, what sort of wording that would work for you and your business, and practice writing it down and even practice saying it in front of the mirror if that's something you're concerned about. I'll give you a short break before we move on to the next section. I hope you have fun doing that. I've always enjoyed getting that wording right to make it just right for me. Okay, so now we're going on to the next section called Thank People for Their Recommendation. Saying thank you and being grateful in this world goes a long way. I firmly believe in what goes around comes around. Make sure that whenever you get a recommendation from an existing client or another therapist, that you always say thank you. You can, of course, do this in a number of ways. A simple thank you text, a handwritten card in the post, a phone call, an email to say thank you, a small present in the post or the next time the client comes in for treatment. Some therapists offer a discount the next time the client comes in for treatment. Some therapists offer a bonus package for referrals. I'm not keen on this in my practice, but it can work for others. Remember, if you say thank you, then that client is more likely to recommend you again because they know that you appreciate them. I'm sure you'll come up with some great ways for your own. If you'd like to share how you do thank your clients, then pop a comment onto my Facebook page for all to see. facebook.com/Jane Wells Business Coach. I hope you came up with some good ideas there for your thank yous. Don't forget, let us know or give us some more ideas. The more we share, the more we can help each other. So the next section is about what else you can do to make your clients feel special. As I explained before, I don't offer discounts because it can devalue what you're offering. However, it's a great idea to occasionally give a client a complimentary treatment, but only if they're a regular client. When they go to pay, say, "Don't worry about paying me today, it's my treat. It's my way of saying thank you for being a regular client and I want you to know that I really appreciate you." Patients are so surprised and really thrilled as they've been expecting to pay. Sometimes they're so shocked they'll still try to pay you, but insist that it's your treat. This works incredibly well and you can pick and choose who you offer this to. Remember to write this in your notes so that you know when you've offered them a complimentary treatment and you can keep track of it. Don't tell them at the beginning of the treatment, just let it be a surprise at the end. Weigh up how little it costs you versus the benefit to the client and your long-term relationship. Believe me, they'd be keen to rebook. So what do you do when a client has finished their course of treatment? Physiotherapy clients often come in for a course of treatments to recover from an injury or return to their sport or hobby. They're often referred by an insurance company and have a limited number of treatments. This can work in your favour as they're a regular client for a period of time. However, once their treatment is finished or they've made a full recovery, they don't need further regular physiotherapy. This, of course, isn't good for business. We pride ourselves in getting people better quickly and back to their sport before some other physiotherapist. But this also isn't good for business. Use this to your advantage in two ways. Number one, when they finish their course of treatment, try to encourage them to take on a maintenance program, whereby seeing them at monthly intervals or bi-monthly intervals to keep them injury-free. This can work very well and you can keep on top of any injuries before they become severe or chronic. This is great for business as you always have forward bookings in your diary. Number two, however, if they're better and pain-free earlier than expected, they're often thrilled with their experience, having also saved them a lot of money in the process. Ask them to tell your friends about you if they're happy with their treatment. Remember that every potential problem that you may think you have in your business, you can always turn it around to a positive if you're inventive about it. You might find that you have a regular stream of clients in your industry, so this isn't a problem for you. Clients like to know what you want them to do. They often ask at the end of a treatment when they should come back. Some therapists find it difficult to book them in for another treatment, but clients like to be guided by you and they're asking for your professional opinion. I say a number of things like, "When would you like to book in again?" Or, "Shall we pop something in the diary for you in, say, a month's time?" Or, "What would you like to do about your next appointment?" Or, "I always get booked up so quickly. Shall we put a date in the diary? You can always cancel nearer the time if you don't need it by then." Ask clients to put a date in the diary there and then if possible, as we all have very busy lives and often forget to call. Weeks can pass before they remember. As long as they give me 24 hours notice or more, then I'm happy for them to cancel if they want to. You can have an arrangement that you can confirm their appointment a few days beforehand. A simple text can be sent as an appointment reminder, so you don't need to spend lots of time talking to them personally on the phone, calling the clients. If you have a receptionist, then a call to confirm an appointment 2 days beforehand can reduce the amount of DNAs, did not attend, and gives you a chance to fill that appointment if the client cancels. You will, of course, also give them the option to cancel at this time, so you need to consider that you might lose a few clients. Remember to keep the door open. However, if they don't want to rebook, make sure they know that they can come back at any time in the future. Keep it really friendly without sounding needy. I say things like, "It's been lovely meeting you, and please feel free to call me again if you have any problems, even if it's a chat on the phone or for some advice." Or something like, "I'm so glad that you're feeling better, but drop me a line sometime to let me know how you're getting on." When a physiotherapy client is better, they're usually really grateful that you've got them pain-free again and back to their sport. They often leave gushing about what difference you've made to their recovery, so always say thank you in return, of course. But then add, remember to tell your friends about me. They then say, oh yes, of course, or oh, I already have. This leaves everyone feeling happy, appreciated and cared for, even if you've lost that client for the time being. Clients sometimes ring me after 6 years saying that they've injured themselves and wanting more treatment. It never ceases to amaze me that they still have my contact details after all that time. You will never know what people remember about you, so make it good and make it count. Have a look at the workbook and see how this can work for you and your business. Think about how you can possibly form a maintenance program or the sort of wording you might use for a client to enable the door to stay open and for patients or clients to call you again in the future. So, in summary, I have found great pleasure in building my practice over the years by building my relationships with clients and other therapists. I have the perfect work-life balance and I want you to have the same. You can feel very isolated when you're running your own practice. It is easy to worry about where the next client is coming from and how you're going to earn the money you need to run your business. Whether you're a solo practitioner or run a small clinic, having good relationships with other therapists can really build your business. You no longer feel like you're doing this all by yourself. It is as though you belong to a larger group of therapists all working together to get your patients well, but still running your individual businesses. You might want to take this to the next step and run or join a local therapist group where you can meet like-minded individuals and you can see where the synergy might be between you and work on building that. You can also possibly arrange treatment swaps to see what another therapist is like and see what their clinic is set up. It's always good to see how somebody else does something to get ideas and possibly use it in your own clinic. Make sure that your clients have the best experience ever. Ensure that you've tried your best in all aspects of their care, and not only will your clients be back for more, but they'll be delighted to tell their friends about you. So, what do you do next? To be a huge success and grow your business, you must keep learning and tweaking what you're doing to make it even better. Working with like-minded people and building your knowledge with a helpful coach will make all the difference to you and your achievements. Have a think about investing in yourself and working with a mentor to be the best that you can be. Of course, I would love that person to be me, but all I want is the best for you. I know that my life has changed for the better by finding an incredible coach. It's a wonderful feeling when you find the right person for you and your needs. The feeling is similar to when a client finds that you are the perfect therapist for them. I know that you're an amazing person, otherwise you would have chosen another career path. You are kind and compassionate and caring and fun and hardworking and enthusiastic and a real go-getter. You can have a great things in your life and enjoy sharing your skills with the world. I have been lucky enough to build a successful practice doing all of the things that I have told you about. You can do the same. Please keep in touch via my Facebook page, as I'd love to hear your success stories. www.facebook.com/Jane Wells Business Coach. Make sure that you're signed up for my free newsletter, which gives you even more tips about how I run my therapy business. You can find me at www.abundanttherapist.com. I've really enjoyed sharing these insights with you, and I look forward to sharing more over time. Now remember, if you enjoyed reading this report, then please tell your friends. But if you didn't, then please tell me. Thank you, Jane Wells.